Year 6 at Michael Faraday School and in literacy. We're reading always one of our favourite books at Michael Faraday. There's a boy in the girls' bathroom. So much to explore. Not a lot of time. Four friends here, so let's find out first everyone's names.
My name's Renee.
My name's Abida.
My name's JJ.
My name's Kia.
And so we have Renee, Abida, JJ and Kia. Renee, there's a boy in the girls' bathroom. A brilliant book. Remind us, please, who wrote it?
Louis Secker.
Louis Secker wrote it, of course. And Abida, the main character is?
Bradley Chalkers.
A very interesting character. Briefly, how would you describe him from what you know so far?
He's a mean bully that always picks on the little ones and all the other people in his class.
Said perfectly. Now, we think this may change. We're halfway through this book. We won't give too much away, but we think so far Bradley is a bit of a mean bully. JJ, who is the other main character? Who does Bradley meet?
He meets a new boy called Jeff Fishkins.
And what's Jeff like?
He's kind of a nice boy. He's kind of shy to talk. He's trying to make new friends and trying to become a role model in the school.
Yep, so a bit of a different character, really, to Bradley. Maybe Kia, so how do you think, how is this relationship between Bradley and Jeff? How do you think it might develop as the book carries on?
I think that they might actually probably be friends, because in our last part of the book we find out something which Bradley kind of miscalculates, and then he starts thinking that Jeff's can really be his proper friend, because Bradley, every time Jeff tries to talk to him, he just blanks him, never talks to him or does anything.
Yeah, explained perfectly. The whole book really is about the relationship between these two characters, and it's fascinating. And in Year 6 at Michael Faraday, we have carried out various pieces of work, and Renee, Abida and JJ and Kia want to share bits and pieces from what they've got so far. I think, Renee, first of all, you're going to give us
a review.
So, when you're ready.
This book is about a complicated schoolboy and his troubled life. I think I like the fact that this book shows what might happen to real preteens. Bradley Chalkers is one of the most daring, outgoing, mischievous and twisted boys I have ever read about. He is also a prolific liar. His known catchphrase is "Call them if you don't believe me." I dislike how Bradley is mistreated in class. His teacher, Mrs. Ebel, ignores him and he is left isolated. For example... Well, nobody likes sitting there. Bradley is very misunderstood.
Okay, and Renee has got much more work that she's been producing. It looks wonderful, some great ideas. We're going to move along so we all get a chance to speak. Abida, so you've got a diary entry.
Yeah.
So first of all, what's the idea behind a diary entry? When you're writing it, you're writing in what kind of style?
First person.
Perfect, I'm pleased you said that. And the first person that you're writing, you're doing a diary in the perspective of
Bradley.
Okay, when you're ready.
Hey diary, today was a heck of a long day. Some of it was a real drag, but not all of it was so bad. But at the beginning, I was so angry I felt like killing that evil, mean Mrs. Edward. She said I have to see the counsellor. What a load of trash is that? She claims I have serious behaviour problems, but she has serious teacher problems. I hate her. I thought the final day was going to be a total write-off.
Okay, and again, we must end. We want to try and fit everybody in, but some very powerful thoughts. JJ, I think you've got a bit of a review for us again.
Bradley Chalkers is a mischievous boy. In class, he's a rude boy who doesn't care about anything. He gets Fs on his tests and he's rude to his classmates. For example, when a new kid called Jeff Fishkins comes to the school, he says, "Give me a dollar or I'll spit on you."
Right, quite a saying to end on. And Kia, we haven't got much time, but maybe the work you've been doing, you've got some questions you've been trying to answer. Perhaps we can just sort of share briefly some of the questions that this book has inspired you to ask.
Why does Bradley need to see the counsellor? Bradley needs to... Why does Jeff need to see the counsellor?
And a final quick question.
How does Bradley feel about seeing the counsellor?
So we're trying to get some ideas and answer those questions. These two characters, very, very colourful. OK, Renee, Abida, JJ and Kia, that's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.